Mark Norton left the Ramrods, and he was forming the 27, and he really needed a job. And, you know, Jim and I were working at Thomas Video, and, you know, we kind of said to Dennis, yeah, well, we've got this guy, you know, he needs a job, you know. And Tim's like, yeah, okay, you know, we're growing, yeah, bring him in. You know, and Mark was a real gold bricker, but, you know, oh, yeah. But sometimes we all get carried away. I remember, like, he wasn't doing anything, and I needed to get his attention. So I took these scissors, and I threw it at him. I was a good throw, though. And the scissors went boing, right in the wall. And he was like, you know, they got him moving. One day, I chased him around the store with an electric cord. You know, but he was a lot of fun. But, yeah, you know, we'd get talking. He was like, yeah, you know, we need to, like, you know, because I was already... had already formed the label and was starting to help other bands get records out and things. And I was like, really? You know, we got to do this. We got to do it. And then Mark was like, well, this will be the film side. You know, we'll get, you know, we'll get these bands and we'll document these bands. He was really big about documenting the scene. Like, I wanted to document the scene as best as I could. And so he was, unbeknownst to me, stealing film from Thomas Video. And we provided him with, you know, one of those great Elmo cameras. It's a goofy-sounding name, Elmo. They made Primo equipment. And they made, you know, normally a Super 8 cartridge is at the slower speed, which most people used. It was like 3 minutes and 20 seconds, or like 2 minutes and 40 seconds at the 24 frames per second. And these UMIC things had these larger cartridges, these 200-foot cartridges, so that you could film a band and get their whole song, or a whole couple of songs, or more than a couple of songs, in one thing. So he went around doing that. I did some of the bands. He did some of the bands. Dana Novak did some of the bands. And, you know, I don't know, you know, was the lion's share of the work after done by Dana? I don't know. Probably. You know, the editing, the putting together, it was probably Dana. It wasn't me. I shot some of the bands, and it probably, maybe Mark did some of it, but I know Dana did a lot of work on it.